The bill sponsored by Democrat State Representative John Kowalko came up short in a House Revenue and Finance Committee by a 7-6 vote, with two Democrats, Gerald Brady and Crystal Griffith, among the noes. It would have created tax brackets at $125,000 with a rate of 7.1%, $250,000 with a rate of 7.85%, and at $500,000 with a rate of 8.6%. Kowalko explained how it would have benefited the state.
To establish a fairer and more equitable tax structure. It ensures a greater stability and sustainability to Delaware's primary revenue stream, which is the personal income tax. It provides a more stable structure when minor economic turbulences may disaffect the lower earning communities' jobs.
Kowalko adds it would have funded state services more equitably. Republican Mike Ramone voted against it.
Simplifying the tax code is important and maybe having less brackets, but it's clearly going the wrong direction to add more brackets just to penalize the highest paying so we can get more out of them when we don't need it. Why don't we give some of the $600 million back to the bottom ends of the bracket?
Department of Finance Secretary Rich Geisenberger also spoke against the bill, saying it's not needed according to DFAC revenue projections. It would make the state less competitive regionally, especially compared to Pennsylvania, and it could decrease revenue, not raise it. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.